USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Hunter Biden laptop with tens of thousands of emails continues to be authenticated, the president and the Democratic nominee continue to spar on the topic.
All of the emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family. And Joe, you were vice president when some of this was happening, and it should have never happened. And I think you owe an explanation to the American people.
His buddy, Rudy Giuliani, he's being used as a Russian pawn. He's being fed information that is Russian. That is not true.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
President Trump will hold a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire Sunday. Democrat nominee Joe Biden's website did not have a schedule for him today. The World Series is tied at 2 games apiece after a crazy finish Saturday as the Rays beat the Dodgers 8-7. Game 5 is tonight on Fox. USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
In Australia, Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews said Sunday, COVID-19 positive tests in Melbourne's northern suburbs threatened to push the reopening date of retail and hospitality businesses closer to November 1st. Critics of the plan are warning that residents are at a financial and mental breaking point. The restrictions have limited most retail businesses providing online services only since early August, and about 5 million people living under stay-at-home orders. Andrew said he decided to wait on the decision until after tests showed whether all infections in the latest outbreak were linked. Back in the States, Johns Hopkins University says the United States has reported its second highest day of COVID-19 cases. Saturday saw nearly 84,000 new cases. Michael Osterholm of CIDRP tells CNN the numbers are up.
You know, as I've said over the past several weeks, we are just entering the darkest days of this pandemic.
Although the COVID-19 cases have increased, the mortality rate, or the rate people die from the disease, has dropped dramatically across the United States. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Why are illegal immigrant families not claiming kids in U.S. custody? USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
The Department of Homeland Security is responding to a report released by NPR alleging the agency is not doing enough to find families of minors separated from adults while trying to cross into the U.S. illegally. The policy of separating adults from kids began during the Obama administration, and President Trump ordered a no-tolerance enforcement of that policy at the U.S.-Mexico border. DHS spokesman Chase Jennings clarifies, for example, that out of the parents of 485 children whom plaintiffs' counsel is able to contact, they've yet to ID a single family that wants their child reunited with them in their country of origin, possibly meaning they're getting better care in U.S. custody than their families can provide. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
COVID-19 vaccine trials continue to be researched.
Two coronavirus vaccine trials are ready to start up again in the United States. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, joining drug makers Moderna and Pfizer in late-stage clinical trials in the United States. As far as when we can expect a vaccine, coronavirus task force member Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC,
vaccine doses will likely start to be distributed on a priority basis, for example, to healthcare workers and those who are most vulnerable, could be very much by the end of this year, the beginning of the year. But when you talk about hundreds of millions of people, you're really talking about several months into 2021.
USA Radio News.